The background of the reading this morning is that Paul is writing this letter to Philemon and others who stayed in Colossae, the Latin pronunciation, a city in Asia Minor located in the upper Lucas Valley, about 110 miles east of Ephesus. This was quite the center of the Christians in the region of Phrygia. And in those days, they had different relationships. In those days, well-to-do businessmen or even noblemen could take the less fortunate under their wings. And in those days, it so happened then, especially in the Roman society, that these well-to-do people opened their houses for the Christians to meet. It was also then the practice that these well-to-do people would sponsor these people and protect them. And they were called the patrons. And in that society of honor and shame, it was the honorable thing to do to honor then this patron by your thanksgiving and your loyalty and your trust. This was a mutual relationship where both parties benefit. And now Paul is writing this letter like a typical Roman would do in those days. It was very important to him to keep the favor of this well-to-do man, Philemon. And that's why he starts off this letter by spending a lot of time in his introduction by thanking this Philemon, by getting his favor again, to praise him for all the good things he has done. Why was this important? Because really, Paul needed this Philemon's support. And in this introduction, he uses the word, you shared so much. The word in Greek is koinonia. It's a very important word in the sense that when Paul says, you are sharing so much, he means that this Philemon is very close to the Christians who gather in his house. Most probably, he did not only share his house, most probably, he also shared his possessions with these people. But this Philemon was a good man. Yes, he warmed everyone around him to become followers of Jesus Christ. And hospitality was very important in this society. Why did Paul go through this great length to say in his introduction all these nice things? Well, it seems that this well-to-do man had a slave. And this slave walked away. And actually, it was quite common for slaves in this region of Phrygia to do that. Slaves were known in this part of the world as lazy, people that you cannot trust. This Philemon lost a lot of money because a slave was his possession. He lost a lot when this slave walked away. So actually, he lost money, and money was important. So Paul is writing to this Philemon, urging him to please take the slave back, but do not think of him as a slave anymore, because he's become a follower of Jesus Christ. And actually, Paul is saying to him in the rhetoric style, quite frankly, that he must take the slave back because he must remember his position. He also was a slave. He was a slave of sin, death, and hell. But Jesus Christ released him. And now please, Philemon, release the slave in the service of the gospel. In those days, you could free a slave only to serve in the temples of the false gods. Now Paul is using the same argument by saying, release this man for the service of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then he says another interesting thing. He says, put it on my debt. I'm writing this with my own hand. I know you lost a lot of money, but I'm preparing to give you your money back. And I'm writing this with my own hand. In that society, that meant that Paul was actually committing to a legal document. When you said you are writing it with your own hand, you said you are liable. So Paul says to Philemon, if you want, I'll give you your money back. But actually, you must think of this as a favor. You must also think of what this means to you. And Paul pleads then with him to do the honorable thing. To do the honorable thing by releasing this man and to keep open his house for all the Christians that meets there. And yes, Paul is also telling him that although he's a high in the society, he's quite high up. Paul is spiritually a step higher. And he must remember that. He's asking this man very nicely to be a good Christian. And yes, he's asking this man even to prepare a room for him, because he planned to come and visit them as well. And this is the background of our reading today. Amen. The text verses for the sermon this morning comes from verses 6 and 7. I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith, so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement, because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints. Paul is actually presenting Philemon with a choice. Free the slave, now a brother in Christ. Or, think about your money and get your money back and take the slave and make him a slave again. Paul is actually saying to him, you have a choice. You can either be a man of God, or you can be a man of the world. You have a choice. You can do something in faith, or you can ignore it and just think of your pocket. Paul is saying to Philemon, if you are really serious about your love for Christ, if you're really serious about your relationship in Jesus Christ, then you will show it. Then you will show it by releasing this slave to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I think that's exactly our message this morning. We also have a choice. Our Christianity, our fellowship, our relationship to God can be a show. It can be a show here on Sundays. Oh, we love one another. We cuddle one another. But once we go out of those doors, we're a totally different person. We too can have masks. We can be known in this village as good Christian people. But once it comes to put this into action, oh yes, then sometimes we have a lot of excuses. Sometimes it's easier to talk of faith, or to moan about other people's lack of faith. I heard an amazing story this week that illustrates this point. A very well-off Christian family son joined the army. And off he went. And after a few months of no contact, because they knew he was in battle, he phoned his mother. She was very relieved to hear from him again. And he said to her that he will be coming home soon, just to visit, because he will return again. She was over the moon. He then asked her if he could bring a friend along. But before she could respond, he said to her, she must know this friend has lost two arms and one leg in battle. And then she said hesitantly, oh well, that's going to be very hard and very difficult and very challenging, because we can't take really care of him properly. No, he can't come and stay with us. I'll book him a B&B close to our house. But no, he can't come into our house. It would be very inconvenient for us. He said, but please, mother, let him just stay with us. But she refused. He then ended the conversation telling her when he will be arriving. 3 days later, however, she was called by the chaplain, telling her that her son, who recently lost two arms and one leg in battle, have committed suicide. I think this story illustrates how we as Christians sometimes deal with ordinary daily events without taking in consideration who we really are. If we say we are followers of God, then we must know we have responsibilities. If we say we love the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, if this love does not go into deeds, then it's no love at all. If we keep this to ourselves, that's not love at all. If we say we really believe that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, we cannot talk then like people who have no hope of the eternal kingdom. If we really believe that Jesus Christ freed us from the bondage of sin, death, and hell, then we must show this to other people. We must be then full of mercy and forgiveness. We must then take it further and show it wherever we go. Sometimes we totally miss the point. If we really have faith and trust in God, we must show it in all times, in everything we do, in the challenging situations, in life-threatening scenarios, and even in all our joys. Because Paul is urging Philemon to act justly and lovingly, because he's different now. He's a Christian. He's a follower of Jesus Christ. And he must treat everyone the same. He must see to it that this freed slave is now on the same level as him. He must show God's mercy. He must show his love. And that's exactly what God expects us to do. here and now. Not only on a Sunday, but every moment of our lives. May we pray that we find the strength to put our faith where our hands, our arms, our legs, feet, and most important, our mouths are. Amen.